Greetings. This is Dr. Gabriel Cousins, Director of the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center in Patagonia, Arizona. And in these times, I'm choosing to speak more publicly because I'm committed to supporting people in their health awakening process. For this reason, I invite you to join me in our new autumn programs. Choose to be trained in vegan life food preparation and our condensed conscious eating weekend, which is designed to meet the sincere needs of the busy. Or take our new innovative 10-day holistic health intensive, which will leave you feeling renewed and empowered. I also invite you to join me in the later fall for our powerful 21-day transformation program or our 9-day spiritual fasting retreat. For more information, please visit our website at drcousins.com or call 520-394-2520. Blessings to your health and spirit.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Raw Nation's Hot Rocks is the only raw, vegan, certified organic vitamin for your sex drive. Hot Rocks is made using only the purest organic superfoods and herbs in their raw, unaltered state. We've created this synergistic blend of powerful herbs that intensifies sexual energy and performance in both men and women. It's like an overall vitality pill that makes you feel amazing. There's absolutely no chemicals, pesticides, or harsh stimulants in Hot Rocks. If you already have a strong sex drive, Hot Rocks will help you maintain it and keep it from slipping away, the problem that affects even the healthiest people nowadays because of the amount of toxicity that we are all exposed to. So what are you waiting for? We offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you can order Hot Rocks risk-free. It's time to experience pure bliss and the only truly healthy libido enhancer on the market, Hot Rocks. Order online at hotrocks.com. That's HOTRAWKS.com. Or call us 855-RAW-LIFE. That's 855-729-5433.
Hey, mister, that's a mighty big dog you got there.
Help me, Jesus! Help me, Jewish God! Help me, Allah! Ah! Help me, Tom Cruise!
It's Linderman Unleashed on Natural News Radio.
You tell him I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
All opinions and views expressed on Linderman Unleashed are strictly those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Natural News Radio. Warning, this program might cause you to think for yourself. Listener discretion is advised. And now, here's your host, Kurt Linderman.
That's right, folks. You're listening to Linderman Unleashed. I'm your host, Kurt Linderman Sr., going to be bringing you the bare-knuckled right hook of truth to any that would try to put the chokehold on your liberty and health freedom. It is Monday, the 20th of August. Can you believe it's already the 20th of August? The kids are back in school. This summer was so damn miserable, hot and dry. We didn't do half the things we would have loved to have done this summer. It was just unbearable to be outside in many occasions, and I worked through a lot of that heat as well. I don't think we got the pontoon boat out one time this summer to get out on the lake or anything. I probably fished 5 or 6 times this summer, so it was just hot and dry, and it looks as if that's going to be happening again for the near future, at least. We've had Northeast Missouri's just in a horrible drought. And I'm going to be talking later in the program today, probably the last half hour of the program, about this drought, what happened to my horses recently and how that really pertains to a lot of what's going on right now in all of America and all of the Western, well, the whole world really is ending up like my horses ended up this weekend. I know that's a little bit of a teaser, but we're going to get to that. We're going to get to some news. Prior to that, Google Shopping blocks all vitamins and natural products. Glitch or deliberate censorship. This is from Ethan Huff at naturalnews.com. And you're going to start seeing more of this. And the reason you're going to start seeing more of this is because of this corporatocracy that I talk about on such a large level on this program. This corporatocracy has corporations. And by the way, the one thing you have to understand about this, what I call corporatocracy, is you've got the corporations with the marriage of government. But both of these, corporations and government, are so intertwined, and the revolving door when it comes to the bureaucrats, if you will, going from industry to government is just diabolical. But the other thing you have to understand is the primary player in all of this is eugenics. The eugenicists are the cornerstone of this corporatocracy that we have right now. Now, the reason I say that, and the reason that this was brought up during reading of this particular article, is because the eugenicists, the people that want us sick and on a bunch of pharmaceuticals and to die early, hate the idea of us leading a healthy lifestyle. When you look at even the things that they claim to be healthy that are on the commercials on the boob tube right now, they're ridiculous. They're bleached bread, Wonder Bread. It does wonders for the body because we put vitamin D and calcium in it. You know, it's all bleached and nasty and high fructose corn syrup. All the crap that they push out there as healthy is anything but healthy. This is that false sense of security, I guess you could say. They make you feel like they're, you know, pushing good products, but they're pushing death and destruction is what they're doing. And the last thing they want is truly smart people out there that are supplementing their diets with the vitamins and nutrients that they actually need in order to stay healthy and vibrant and survive. And isn't it amazing that Google, and it seems to be right now just here in America, is blocking these vitamins and minerals and superfoods. Now, to get into the article a little bit, if you have ever done any sort of comparison shopping online, chances are you have probably used Google's shopping portal to pull up product information and compare prices. Now, I personally haven't done that. My wife probably has. But if you live in the U.S. and try to use Google Shopping to buy vitamins, supplements, personal care products, and even many health foods, your search queries will now turn up blank, as Google has apparently blocked access to all vitamin and natural products for American consumers. Now, this started happening around the end of June. People started noticing it. Companies that were paying Google to push their products to get higher on the Google search or what have you started noticing a decline in their business. When people started questioning Google about it, Google was answering their questions in very vague mannerisms. And the one thing that everybody noticed is probably what's happening is they've taken the vitamins and the minerals and the superfoods and put them in what Google calls a sensitive list. A sensitive is, you know, probably also for bullets and guns and things that might be politically incorrect, that sort of thing. Now, this sensitive list might have been put on there for a number of reasons. It might be that Google's a diabolical piece of crap company, which I do believe it is, and it loves censorship. You can believe that simply by taking a look at what Google's been doing to the YouTube channels for Alex Jones recently, to know that they really love censoring the anti-Obama stuff, the anti-New World Order stuff. But one of the reasons why I think that this might not be quite as diabolical as that, although it does fill the direction, as far as I'm concerned, that Google is going. But the other thing is, we've got an attack on natural remedies. We've got an attack on vitamins and minerals and superfoods by the FDA. So in this case, it could also be the simple fact that Google's saying this is a sensitive area because we're kind of pushing this stuff, and the FDA has been going out and raiding SWAT team Gestapo-type tactics on these factories. So we're going to put this in a sensitivity category because of that. Because the FDA doesn't like the idea of people being healthy. And you know that's got to be the truth. All you have to do is start Googling FDA raids, and you start seeing who they're raiding and who they're not. And it's quite frightening when you see the people they're raiding, like cherry juice manufacturers, that type of thing. Now, the other thing you have to understand when it comes to the FDA is they're pushing this thing for that eugenics purpose that I discussed earlier. That's their primary reason for it. You've got the marriage between corporations and government that's so distinct now. It's blatant. And all of them in the higher echelons are eugenicists. Straight out of Nazi Germany, eugenicists. You've got the Rockefellers, you've got the Carnegies, you've got these bastards out there that do not want a healthy, vibrant citizenry. And this is just another example of a much more diabolical plan. Another example, a small example of where our country has been headed for the last 30 or 40 years, to be honest with you, long before the internet came out. Our country's been headed in this direction. It's gotten a lot worse. The great thing is we're using these tools against them. We're using the New World Order tool of the internet that was supposed to, I honestly believe, was supposed to collect everybody together globally and really start pushing that disinformation to an even much higher level than the TV ever could. The unfortunate thing for them is we kind of took it over. The private sector kind of took it over. The Patriots took it over. And we're using their tool of destruction against them, which is another reason why we're seeing a lot of the internet laws trying to be passed right now to get rid of some of these websites, get rid of radio shows like mine and Robert Scott Bell's and the rest of them at Natural News Radio. Get rid of the Infowars.com and what have you. And this is just a smaller microcosm of what's going on a huge level when we're talking about this issue where Google just decides we're no longer going to be pushing. They're not selling it. It's just when you go look on the websites, if you Google vitamin C or you Google a superfood, you're not going to see any search results. They're going to make it harder for you to find what you need. Now, the next stage in this, I believe, will be getting rid of the truly good vitamins that you can Google search and the truly good superfoods that you can Google search and putting less than desirable vitamins. You know, Merck and Pfizer, they all make vitamins as well. I wouldn't trust any of their stuff no matter what. I don't care if a great chemist came on and said, I've tested it and it's great. All the vitamins are there, all the minerals are there, it's a multivitamin, whatever, and it's pure. I don't care if it's made by Merck or Pfizer. I wouldn't trust it because they're putting something in there. They do not, there is no way whatsoever that any of these pharmaceutical companies actually want to make you healthy and stay off of their real money-making products. It's just simply not going to happen. Something in there is dangerous. Something in there is dead to where it won't work. You think it's working. You're going to maybe get a placebo effect, but your body is not going to get the nutrients and vitamins that it needs. That's one thing I could definitely say is watch where your products are being manufactured. And that will be the next phase in this Google issue, will be when they start putting the stuff back on, but it's not the stuff you're used to seeing. It's not from the companies you trust. Don't trust Google anyway whatsoever. We're going to be right back as soon as we take this quick break. You're listening to Linderman Unleashed, naturalnewsradio.com.
Are you concerned about the food supply, including GMOs in your family's diet? With pesticides, herbicides, and questionable additives like MSG, high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, and food dyes in most foods on the market today, you should be. Well, now there's an affordable alternative to high retail organic food prices. Announcing Box Organics, created by two families with children affected by autism that were not only concerned with the toxic ingredients in our conventional diets, but equally concerned with the high cost of providing their family nutritious organic foods. Box Organics offers USDA certified organic fruit, vegetables, dairy, dry goods, and meats delivered fresh, not frozen, directly to your door. We're an online store offering you substantial savings on the organic food that you want at your convenience. Ordering is easy. Box Organics currently offers free shipping in 15 states with a minimum purchase. Visit boxorganics.com. That's organics with an X.com today. Box Organics. Think and eat outside the box.
Hey Obama, the Lindermans refuse to lower their standards, so up yours. And now, back to Linderman Unleashed.
Two flags fly above my land and really sum up how I feel. One is the colors that fly high and proud, the red, the white, the blue. The other one's got a rattlesnake with a simple statement made. Don't tread on me is what it says, and I'll take that to my grave.
That's right, thanks for staying with us. You're listening to me. I'm your host, Kurt Linderman, the host of Linderman Unleashed. I am flying solo today. We're going to try to get... Kim has even been talking about the fact that she needs to get on the program more. It's just... with me working days and what have you and having to do a lot of these shows in the early mornings before everybody's awake or doing the shows late at night, which I've also been doing, it's hard to get Kim involved with the program because she's trying to get the kids around or sleeping in many cases. I'm on about four and a half hours of sleep a night, I would think, with the way I've been doing things and trying to keep this radio program going. So I'm trying to get Kim, when I'm doing the show, she is sleeping. But she does. She really misses the program. She wants to get back on. And I'm going to do everything I can here in the very near future to get my schedule to where that can happen. With the kids being back in school, that might make it a little bit more easier as soon as I get done with some of the my daytime jobs that I'm doing. All right. Just talking about eugenics at the beginning of the half hour, I want to talk about an article that is from Infowars.com, and it's entitled Eugenics Agenda Behind the Advancement Toward Male Contraceptive Pill. Any kind of contraceptive that is in the last 50 years or so is eugenics driven. There's no doubt about it. This is by the simple idea of contraception, you're talking eugenics. Look at what has happened. I mean, we talked with Liam Sheff a couple of weeks ago on this program, and we were talking about the AIDS virus and a lot of the other things that happened during the 60s that really started the downfall of society as we know it. And it all began with the contraceptive pill because it freed up the women to do what they wanted to do and the men to do with the women what they wanted to do without fear of pregnancy. And that really did start the decline of modern civilization, where it was no longer about family. It was no longer about having to take responsibility for your actions. You could take a pill and go and screw as many people as you wanted and didn't have to worry about it. And that was really the start of the whole AIDS thing. Everything that's going on right now, the drugs, the sex, everything that's just tearing at the fiber of this planet. That's what's going on. And it was all driven by eugenics. Same thing with abortion. I've said over and over again, you don't see abortion clinics in nice, rich, white neighborhoods. They target the poor, the dark-skinned, and that's who they target. And with contraceptives, they're targeting everybody, but I guarantee you that the very rich, the inbred royals, the New World Order people, if you will, are not taking contraceptives. They're trying to make as many babies as they can, despite the fact that they're nothing but a bunch of inbred dimwits. They're trying to get... They're still having the kids. They don't want us to have the kids because that's a simple way to do the population control that they want without making it really bloody and nasty. Just get people to just stop having babies and make it a part of the community, make it a part of just a part of what you do. And they do that through the green movement as well. Why would you want a child to come up, to be reared up in a land where we're losing our natural resources and we're polluting the planet and all that stuff? And they use that in the green movement. They push the eugenics agenda. Most of these greenies out there, what they call conservationists, they're not true conservationists, they're brainwashed idiots, and they push this idea of contraception, they push this idea of eugenics, because they honestly feel that they themselves and the rest of the human race are nothing but a cancer on the planet. And in many ways, they're right. But it's not through the act of the innocents out here, like myself, it's through the act of the New World Order, who plan on being around when all of this eugenic stuff comes to fruition. That's the other thing you have to understand. The ones raping the planet are the same ones that are going to be here when we are all gone. But with regards to this male contraceptive pill, eugenicists have successfully developed a birth control pill for men, calling the drug JQ1. This chemical cocktail stunts sperm production in mice. According to a newly published study, researchers are calling this discovery an efficacious strategy for a male contraceptive. Now, the one thing is, this does a protein block that blocks male sperm production. But what they're saying is, in the mice, they're seeing a lowering in the production of sperm, but they're not seeing the lowering in the production of the sex drive. So you can go out and shoot all you want, you're just shooting blanks. Which, really, when you think about it, I know a lot of people out there that should be taking this pill. Unfortunately, they're not the people that are going to be targeted by this pill. It blocks a protein, just like I said, which is essential for sperm production. JQ1 is a molecule that is so small it can travel through blood barriers and impede the male body's ability to produce sperm. While trials in mice showed that they became infertile, their sexual drive was not affected. Dr. Martin Matsuk, a professor of molecular biology, molecular and human genetics, and pharmacology at Baylor College of Medicine, maintains that if you stop the drug, there's complete reversibility. Yeah, and you're going to believe somebody that is not only a part of molecular biology and human genetics, but is with pharmacology at the Baylor College of Medicine. Now, the Baylor College of Medicine has always been real big into the eugenics movement, right on back to Nazi Germany. Dr. James E. Bradner, a researcher at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and Harvard Medical School, says that JQ1 can also be used to treat cancer. So I'm a little bit concerned about these kind of drugs that come out and say, oh yeah, here's this benefit, but oh yeah, this is a benefit as well. Yeah, we saw that with, what was it, AZT. We saw it with AZT, where it was like, oh, this is a chemotherapy drug. Oh, wait, it's killing people. Put it up on the shelf, and then we'll bring it back down later and kill a bunch of homosexuals and drug users and brown people with it. which is what they did with the AIDS movement. When they start talking about, oh, this drug has benefits here, but it also has benefits here, doesn't that make you think, to me, it makes me think, they're going to find other benefits for this drug, because even guys that might not want to use male contraceptive might be able to get this drug because of something else they claim it's going to help, and then just outright, make these men infertile as it is. I'm always looking at the bad when it comes to anything pharmaceutically driven or college driven that could even be anywhere nearly associated with the whole idea of eugenics. It scares the hell out of me because I don't trust them one minute. I don't trust any of these scientists that are involved in the genetics. There might be some good guys out there, some good scientists out there that are really looking, he or she, really looking for cures to diseases. But I can't trust a damn one of them. I simply cannot do it. Now, Matsuk discovered the molecule that Brandner needed to continue with experiments into causing male infertility. According to the study, our findings demonstrate that when given to rodents, this compound reduces a rapid and reversible decrease in sperm count and mobility with profound effect on fertility. That's the other thing I'm saying is they're saying it's completely reversible. But they're giving the Gardasil to young girls right now, and I honestly believe that that's one of the primary things that's going to cause infertility in the very near future is those girls that got the 3 Gardasil or Cervarix injections. These girls are going to have major issues getting pregnant later in life. You've got the GMOs, which are causing infertility on a huge level. And now suddenly, this geneticist slash eugenics professor slash pharmacology professor or scientist comes up with this, and we're just all of a sudden supposed to believe that not only is this going to reduce sperm count in men, but automatically become reversible, when every other aspect of the eugenics world wants to ensure that there are no babies at any given time. I just can't, I find it hard to believe that this is just going to be perfectly reversible. But, you know, you keep them on it, and maybe it is, I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, you get these guys on it, and they stay on it because they're having a good time. And the next thing you know, they're old enough where you get them off it, and you're going to have a larger percentage of guys that just aren't going to procreate anyways because they've gotten older. You get that into society. You get that through the TV and everything. And next thing you know, it's your civic duty to not make babies. We're seeing it all the time. And this will just be another tool for that, if nothing else. Now, the MRC... Well, let me move up here. In May, researchers at the MRC Center for Reproductive Health at the University of Edinburgh uncovered the gene Cotinol-1, which can render men voluntarily infertile. This eugenics-based endeavor was based on altering the genetic code of mice to uncover which mutations would cause infertility. Like JQ-1, Cotinol-1 uses proteins essential to sperm production and inhibits their ability to produce quality sperm. The MRC is a corporation based out of the UK which is governed by executives that control scientific research through oversight and encourage findings of the MRC be applied in the public scientific industry. The University of Edinburgh is where the study to locate the gene to render men infertile was conducted. They are a supporter of the Center for Population Change, or the CPC. The CPC is a small independent research group that focuses on fertility and family formation and the socio implications of population on communities in the UK. This research group is simply a front for modern day eugenics studies. If you haven't done your research into eugenics, I could talk for days on it, and would love for people to start doing their own research. You type in just Rockefeller eugenics, and you've got reading for a year. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. But there are plenty of great articles out there. I'm currently in the process of working on a book regarding this particular issue, because it is the driving issue of our day. Everything we talk about on Linderman Unleashed I would say 99.99% of everything we talk about on this program is eugenics driven. We talk about GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, vaccines, pharmacology, all eugenics driven. That's the key here. Eugenics is the key to almost everything we discuss on this program. And the outcome, what they want to see come to fruition, is really, really bad for all of us. AIDS, eugenics, cancer, eugenics, drugs, the illegal drugs, the war on drugs that they call the war on drugs, which is the United States military and the CIA bringing the drugs into this country. Eugenics, that's what it's all about. The United States government makes illegal drugs readily available to the United States, the people of the United States, because it's destroying our immune system. It's destroying the moral fiber of this country. It's destroying the family. That's their goal. There's no war on drugs. There's no war on cancer. There's no war on AIDS. It's a front. The eugenics community is having a ball just screwing with us. And people like, well, who is it, that Bono guy from YouTube? It's horrible. These people just go out there and push their little cause of the day or whatever, thinking that the United Nations and the global world government and the United States government's doing all this wonderful stuff for the AIDS epidemic in Africa or the drug epidemic here in America or wherever. And it's the exact opposite. It's the exact opposite. This is all part of the plan. Simple as that. And there's no doubt about it in my mind. We're going to take another quick break. We're coming back with my little diatribe that I'm going to talk about today for the rest of the half hour. Really important stuff, and kind of puts a lot of this stuff into perspective. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Linderman Unleashed, naturalnewsradio.com. Do not forget to support the sponsors of this show. I would greatly appreciate it.
Greetings. This is Dr. Gabriel Cousins, director of the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center in Patagonia, Arizona. And in these times, I'm choosing to speak more publicly because I'm committed to supporting people in the health awakening process. For this reason, I invite you to join me in our new autumn programs. Choose to be trained in vegan live food preparation and our condensed conscious eating weekend, which is designed to meet the sincere needs of the busy. Or take our new innovative 10-day holistic health intensive, which will leave you feeling renewed and empowered. I also invite you to join me in the later fall for our powerful 21-day transformation program or our 9-day spiritual fasting retreat. For more information, please visit our website at drcousins.com or call 520-394-2520. Blessings to your health and spirit.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Raw Nation's Hot Rocks is the only raw, vegan, certified organic vitamin for your sex drive. Hot Rocks is made using only the purest organic superfoods and herbs in their raw, unaltered state. We've created this synergistic blend of powerful herbs that intensifies sexual energy and performance in both men and women. It's like an overall vitality pill that makes you feel amazing. There's absolutely no chemicals, pesticides, or harsh stimulants in Hot Rocks. If you already have a strong sex drive, Hot Rocks will help you maintain it and keep it from slipping away.
problem that affects even the healthiest people nowadays because of the amount of toxicity that we are all exposed to. So what are you waiting for? We offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you can order Hot Rocks risk-free. It's time to experience pure bliss and the only truly healthy libido enhancer on the market, Hot Rocks. Order online at hotrocks.com, that's HOTRAWKS.com, or call us 855-RAW-LIFE, that's 855-729-5433.
It's another night in hell, another child won't live to tell. Can you imagine what it's like to starve to death? And as we sit free and well, another soldier has to yell, tell my wife and children I love them in his last breath. Come on now, amen, 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 amen.
All right, you're listening to Kurt Linderman. I'm your host, Linderman Unleashed, naturalnewsradio.com. I wrote an article, December of 2011. And it's on my website, viralsepidemic.com. And I honestly don't believe that it got the response that I expected it to. I've written a bunch of articles. I haven't written an article in a while recently. But I've written a bunch of articles that have gotten great response. And I thought, and I might be tooting my own horn here, but I thought it not because, this is going to be the article that defines me or anything. I wrote this article and I'm like, this is really profound and people are going to get it. And it just didn't get any traction at all. And I think it has a lot to do with the title of the article, because it's on my website is basically an autism type website. It's regarding vaccines. VIRALS is an acronym. It stands for Vaccine Induced Regressive Autistic Like Symptoms. So my wife and I believe that our son doesn't have autism. He has virals. And so this viralsepidemic.com is exactly that. What is vaccines doing to our planet? But I called I titled the article, Our Little AIDS Patients. Now, before I get into the article itself, let me just say, the reason that I want to bring up this particular article today is we're having this drought that I referenced in the beginning of the program in Missouri. In fact, my county in Rawls County, Missouri, is the hardest hit county in the entire state of Missouri. We are bone dry, folks. We are so bone dry. Saturday, there was a chance of rain. It went all the way around our county and rained north and south of us. It's been doing that, I'm telling you, for the last over a year. Since July of last year, we have been in a drought, but this year has been particularly horrible. Well, it's been so horrible, I've got about 6 acres of pasture that's fenced off for my horses. We had a very dry winter, a dry summer last year, a very dry winter over the winter, and then a very dry spring, almost no storms or rain whatsoever. One gully washer is all we've had this year. And other than that, no rain really whatsoever to speak of. We are 15 inches below the average just for the summer, just for the summer months. And I have no grass left in my pasture for my horses. Normally, my horses are eating grass until the 1st of November before I have to start giving them hay. I ended up having to buy hay early this year, and ended up having to start feeding them hay the first or second week of July, which is unheard of around here. And everybody's doing it around here. Their cattle, everybody is, you know, whether it's horses, cattle, whatever it is, they're having to start haying them. Okay? So I go and I buy these big, huge, 3,000-pound bales, round bales of hay. And I happen to buy it from a farmer that goes to my church, and I don't have a tractor on my property. So what I do is I get these big 3,000-pound bales of hay, and I lay them out. They're round. I lay them on their side, and I lay them right along the fence line. And I bring my big old farm truck out, and I back up to the bale of hay, and I put a log chain around it. I put a tow strap around the bale, and I tie it with a log chain, attach it to my back bumper, and I drag that SOB into the pasture, drop it off, cut the netting around it, pull the netting around, the hay falls a little bit, the horses rub up against it to loosen it up a bit, and then they start eating. And they seemed excited as hell when I brought the first bale in. And keep in mind, this is a 3,000-pound bale of hay, and it takes my three horses about a week and a half to eat it. So they've been eating the hay. They've been grazing a little bit when a little piece of grass will be here and there, but I mean, my pasture looks like pictures from the dust bowls of the 1930s. So I got the hay in there, and they started eating up on the hay. A couple of days ago, I get up really early in the morning. It's a Friday. I've got to go to work, but I want to get a radio show. I want to get my Friday's radio show edited and get it loaded up. So I'm up before it gets light out, and I'm down in my basement in the studio doing my program, my editing and what have you. And so what happens? My wife gets up and says, I'm a little concerned about Fred, and he's one of our older horses. And I'm like, what's going on? She says, well, he's laying down. And he does that sometimes, but he's not getting up, and he hasn't gotten up all morning. And granted, that was only like in an hour, but he normally doesn't lay for more than 5 minutes or so and ends up getting up. He's just rolling around, itching himself or whatever. So I go out there, and the poor little guy cannot get up. And he'd been losing weight. I wormed them because I thought, man, they're losing weight. All my horses were losing weight. This is really bad. I'm going to have to get some wormer in them, and I don't know what else to do. I gave them a little bit of grain with their wormer, but they've got that hay, and they're just eating the hell out of that hay, and it's only been like a month since I started putting the hay in there, so they're going to beef up. They got the hay now, but they just weren't. They weren't beefing up, and I was starting to get concerned anyways, but then when this happened, and this horse is like ribs, and laying, you could see the ribs. I mean, they were really good, big, muscular horses. And I'm thinking, okay, we've got a virus going on here or something. And I finally, when the horse just couldn't get up, I called the veterinarian. And she came out at like 7:30 in the morning on an emergency call. And she came out and looked at him. One of the things that happened, this is Destiny's horse, my daughter's horse. They have a bond like you would not believe. She'll ride him across the pasture, sitting, laying on her saddle with her head on his butt and her feet up around the saddle horn. And he just walks with her and comes home without her even having to touch the reins. They have a great bonding relationship here. So I'm trying to get him to stand up, and he won't. Fred, I cannot get him to stand up. Well, Destiny comes out right before she goes to school, and she starts talking to him and everything. And I go to turn around, and Destiny goes to turn around, and he stands up because Destiny's leaving. And he finally gets up, but he's really shaky. His eyes have this crazy, like, not looking at anything kind of look. I'm really concerned. But he gets up, and one thing we were worried about was a thing called colic. And colic in horses is like intussusception in babies. It's a binding of the gut, of the intestines. And normally, you can try some things to try to unbind the gut, but normally when a horse gets colicky, you got to put it down. And that just was a scary option for me, with it being my daughter's horse, and it was going to break her heart. But when he gets up, he has a bowel movement, and he pees, and he walks over, and he starts eating some hay a little bit, but he's all still really weak. So the veterinarian gets out there. My daughter goes to school, and she starts looking at him and everything, and he's got abrasions on his side where he's tried to get up, and he's really skinny, and she says, I would normally be worried about cancer right now in him, but your other horses aren't looking very good either, so we've got to figure out what's going on. She goes over to the hay, and she goes, there's your problem right there. She says, I'm seeing it all over right now because of this drought. There are you've got straw here. You don't have hay. This is the kind of stuff that you plant grass seed and you spread it out to keep the birds from eating it, and then you let it wash away in the springtime. This is not giving them anything but roughage. You have no nutrients in this hay whatsoever. And I said, so basically what you're saying is I bought $1,800 worth of hay that I'm dragging in here, and I'm starving my horses to death. And she said, yeah, that's exactly what you're doing. You're going to have to get them on sweet feed and oats 9 pounds a day until they start putting weight on again, and then you can drop it to 6 pounds, and you've got to get some hay that's good. I'm going to probably end up having to go all the way to Illinois, up to the northern part of Illinois, to get hay because of the drought here. Now, why does that make sense? Oh, and by the way, just to let everybody know, Fred is doing better. My other horses are doing better. It was Friday night. He laid down again. My daughter got back from cheerleading at a game, and we went out there to check on him, and he was laying there, and he could not get up, just could not get up. And we're like, oh, my God, we figured out what it is. We've got you feeding. Don't do this to us. Don't die on us now. We're getting you better. We're going to nurse you back to health. And my daughter's sitting there in her brand new cheerleading outfit, crying, laying on this horse, and my heart's about to break, and it's getting dark, and I go into the house, and I get a flashlight, and I go back out there, and this is all in the course of like 2 hours we're out there. She's crying on him, and it's getting chilly out, so I go out there with the flashlight, and I'm like, look, hon, because I've already broke it to her, I said, I don't think he's getting up again. I really don't think he's getting up again. And you got to brace yourself for that. And I say, Destiny, why don't you go inside and get dressed in something warmer, and I'll stay out with him while you go in, because we don't want this animal to die alone in the pasture. So I've got the flashlight, and Destiny gives him a big hug again. She's laying on him, gives him a big hug, and she is bawling. And she stands up and turns around. And when she stood up, it was her turn to go, and he took every ounce of energy in his body, and Fred stood up. And Destiny says, just as I turned around, I said a prayer, and she was just bawling, and I'm about to like start bawling, and he stood up, and we got him some more feed, and he's been on his feet for the last 2 days since then, hasn't laid down again, and we're giving him all the grain, and if I'm hoping it doesn't founder him, but we're giving him sweet feed, we're giving him all the protein he can get, and I'm looking for hay right now. But this horse was eating, all my horses were eating and dying. And that's where we come to the lesson, ladies and gentlemen. That's exactly. We are turning in to my horses. We are eating, and as a direct result, dying, because we have no nutrients. Now, some of the difference here is we are becoming fat and lazy and sickly because there are no nutrients, but there are the calories. There is the fat. There is the processed crap. There is the high fructose corn syrup. There's the MSG that makes us want to eat more, even though our bodies are saying this stuff sucks. We are becoming my horses. We are dying as we're feeding ourselves. We're starving. And we're seeing this, in the most part, in our sick children and in what we call the AIDS epidemic and the autism epidemic, the primary immunodeficiency epidemic, the diabetes epidemic. And it's all a direct result of the fact that we are not eating right. We can't, because it's not available to most of us, which is right back to the eugenics. It is designed that way. So why didn't my article, that is, I believe, very profound, not get a lot of traction? And I think it does have to do with the fact that a lot of the followers of my articles are autism parents, anti-vaccine parents. And I titled this, Our Little AIDS Patients. And people might be saying, you know, AIDS is not my concern right now. I've got a little guy that has autism that's incredibly sick, then AIDS should be your concern. Because that's what our sick, immune-depressed kids are. They are little AIDS patients. And when you look at the truth behind AIDS, it makes sense. Because there is no such thing as the HIV, the human immunodeficiency virus. There is no such thing. It is symptoms, same thing as autism. AIDS is symptoms of a problem. When you look at autism, how do you diagnose autism? There's no blood test. There's no virus. It's the symptoms caused by what's ailing you that causes the autistic-like symptoms that gives you the autism diagnosis. How do you get AIDS? How do you get the diagnosis of AIDS? There is no AIDS virus. There's no such thing. They have never isolated a virus. It does not exist. What the issue is here is just like in the autism community, you have a major problem. Something's going on in your body, and the symptoms that result from that issue gives you the AIDS diagnosis. Same thing, folks. So when I titled this, Our Little AIDS Patients, with a question mark at the end, it is, why don't we figure this out together and wake the hell up? Because it's going on such a far grander scale than most of us realize. Everything that's going on right now has the basic same problem. It's the poisons that we're being given and the lack of nutrition that we're being fed. The crap, the poisons that are being injected into us, the poisons we're breathing, the poisons we're drinking, and the poisons we're eating are causing this huge issue, which we are so blinded. We have these blinders on. I'm in the autism community. I'm in the AIDS community. I'm in the diabetic community. I'm in the Alzheimer's community. Wake the hell up, folks. This is one point where I will say, let's go global. I hate globalism. I hate this whole New World Order crap. But we all do have the same problem right now. We need to open our eyes, take off the blinders, and start realizing it. And that was kind of the crux behind this article. While you might find what you are about to read hard to believe, keep in mind that many of you reading this post believe that our government is covering up the poisoning of our children as a direct result of its vaccination policies. So what you need to ask yourself before you go any further is, if the government is capable of lying and misleading the public as they poison and murder our most vulnerable, what aren't they capable of? To put it bluntly, the government-mandated vaccination policies that we have seen grow exponentially over the past two decades have turned our children into little AIDS patients. I know this is a difficult theory to wrap your head around, but bear with me. First, you have to understand that there is no such thing as the HIV. It simply doesn't exist. Like autism, AIDS, and being HIV positive is a matter of symptoms that lead to the diagnosis. Rest assured, there is no AIDS virus. The human immunodeficiency virus that causes AIDS has never been isolated and cannot be tested for. This has been a lie that has been just as big and far-reaching as the vaccines don't cause autism lie that affect many of you reading this article. So now, where do we go from here? First off, we must look at the similarities between AIDS patients and our vaccine-injured children. What are these similarities? Destroyed immune system, gut issues, wasting syndromes, and extremely low muscle tone? Get the picture? While I believe that AIDS is primarily a lifestyle issue, it's not what the government would have you believe. AIDS is a different issue here in the West than it is in Africa. In Africa, AIDS is caused by malnutrition, poor working conditions, lack of sanitation, food, and clean drinking water. These issues play a huge role in the destruction of the African people's immune systems and are driven by the West's need for Africa's resources. Here in the West, the same malnutrition plays a role, but it is a lifestyle as opposed to a life situation that plays the major role. What I'm talking about there is, what do we see here in America? Isn't it amazing that here in America, AIDS is primarily a homosexual issue, a drug user issue? But there's not a lot of the homosexual and drug issues over in Africa. There it's a life situation issue. But yet, the symptoms are the same, and the diagnosis is the same. Even though the whole basis of the people they're targeting are different. Now, why is it different? Because what we're doing over here is targeting the drug community and the homosexual community. That's who we're targeting here in America. What are we targeting over there? And when I say we, I'm talking about the globalists. I'm talking about the eugenists. I'm talking about the New World Order. They are targeting the African people over there in general simply because they want the resources. Once you've used up your back and your legs in the mines, you are going to die of AIDS. We're going to make sure of it, and we're going to do it because you're already pretty screwed up because of your working conditions and your lack of nutrition. We're going to tell you you have AIDS, and just like here in the West, we're going to say you have AIDS. You're going to get very, very sick if you don't do these drugs. And we're going to try to save your life, and they're going to give you these drugs, and those are the drugs that will kill you. The AIDS virus will not kill you. The best thing these people could do if they cared about anybody on AIDS is to give them the proper nutrition to get their bodies working better. But that's not the goal here, is to kill as many people as you can. And right now, it's the undesirables. That's why they can't say, Caden has AIDS. Because Caden is not yet in this society considered an undesirable. He's a beautiful little baby boy. Well, now he's 10. But they can't call it AIDS. They can't call the little boy on the TV commercial that has primary immunodeficiency an AIDS patient because he's never had unprotected sex. He's never had a blood transfusion. He's never shared needles. He's never had a homosexual experience. So he's not an undesirable yet. So they call it primary immunodeficiency syndrome. Because they can't put that moniker on him. They can't attach that label to him. But when you look at the symptoms, they are all one and the same. And it's the drugs that kill them. It's the drugs that caused the pharmaceutical drugs and the lack of nutrition in our system that caused what we call autism or what we call diabetes or what we call primary immunodeficiency in our children. And it's the same thing, only in many cases here in America, it's the illegal drugs and the lifestyle that cause the same thing. But we have the same result. It's lack of nutrition, it's drugs, whether illegal or legal, destroying our immune systems, and the symptoms are the same. Everything is identical. The difference here is these people that have AIDS could be helped biomedically, just like our children with what they call autism are being helped. They don't want to help them. They want to kill them. So they put them on AZT. They put them on these other drugs that end up killing them. And they say, well, we're going to try to get these drugs to work, but you're going to end up sick. I know you feel fine now, but trust me, you're testing positive for AIDS. So you better get on these drugs right now. And when they get sick, they get sick from the drugs, but the doctors will tell them it's the AIDS. You're full-blown AIDS now. We're going to keep you on the drugs. We're going to try to take care of you. And all along, it's the doctors killing the patient. If they went biomedical and did not take these drug cocktails, they would be fine. Now, they're doing the same thing to some of our autistic children. They're called psychotropic drugs, and they will eventually end up killing these kids. But they've got to do it on a smaller scale there, because you got to understand we still have some type of a twisted society, but there's still something going on there where they say, well, it's just brown people, or oh, it's just AIDS, or oh, it's just AIDS patients, or it's just drug dealers or homos. So it's all right. Oh, well, those are the people that are dying. That's okay. But if they started killing kids like that, there would be an uprising. It's pretty sad to say, but I'm just telling you the truth. So they got to kill them a little slower. They just got to make sure that they stay sick, that they push, that the FDA pushes against all these people talking about biomedical treatments, because they just want these kids to stay sick longer. the AIDS patients we can kill off really quick with these drugs. That's what's going on. We might talk a little bit more about this tomorrow because I'm running out of time. I want everybody to know, I want all of y'all to have a great week. I'll keep you informed on what's going on with my horse as well. Check out the Linderman Unleashed Facebook page. Check it out. Enjoy it. I'll put these stories on there. I'll be posting this article that I wrote as well on there. Until tomorrow, do not forget, the gloves here at Linderman Unleashed are always off. Y'all have a great one.